Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, Mutt at Night on WEEI.
Hour number 3 on your Wednesday. Mutt at Night will take you up until 10 o'clock. We'll do plenty of Patriots here in this hour. With your phone call, 617-779-7937 on Twitter at MuttMUT. WEEI. I'll spend some time next hour on the Red Sox, Major League Baseball, some issues to get to, Chris Sale and his surgery, the Red Sox investigation, Major League Baseball, dragging their feet on what they're going to do with that, and obviously the state of baseball going forward and post-coronavirus. Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, will join us in the 9 o'clock hour for the Hot Stove segment, but we'll do it all between now and 10 o'clock, try to keep you off Twitter for a few minutes or social media or Fox News or MSNBC, whatever your choice is when it comes to the latest on coronavirus. The president speaking a couple of hours ago and not quite as negative as he was last night, but didn't focus a lot on coronavirus. It ended up being a lot about Iran and a lot about fighting incoming drug smugglers, and kind of a weird day from the president and that press conference. So we'll focus in on the sports here at 617-779-7937 and on Twitter at MuttMUT, WEEI. We'll get to your calls in a second. In fact, we'll take Dave first. I want to get into the NFL playoff format, but Dave wanted to jump in on the Patriots for a second. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Dave. How you doing?
Good. You know, I think we all need to set the record where it needs to be, and this is a reset year. We are not going to draft a quarterback this year. This is going to be a one-year tryout for Jarrett Stidham. And if necessary, then in 2021, that'll be drafting time for a quarterback. But right now, the investment is in Stidham, and this is his time to look okay. He doesn't have to even make the playoffs. He has to look good. It's a reset year. We've got great cap situation next year. It's okay. It's all right if we're not that great this year. It's 1 year, people. The world is not going to fall. We're going to be in great shape for next year. It's either going to be Stidham, or we'll look for plan B. But they're not drafting a quarterback this year, and they're not signing any of these free agents. Absolutely not.
Well, why do they have two quarterbacks then, Dave? Because I think you're wrong. They may not spend their first-round pick on a quarterback, but I think for sure they're going to draft a developmental quarterback later on in this draft to put with Stidham and
Stidham.
With Hoyer.
Stidham is that guy. They don't need
They do. When they had Garoppolo and Brissett, they had both those guys at the same time.
That was
like,
the anomaly.
That's a very Belichick. No,
time.
No. Dave,
it was
Belichick.
Only time
Dave, you're wrong.
They had two developmental guys.
They drafted Ryan Mallett as a developmental quarterback.
Ryan
they drafted
Mallett,
plenty of guys over the years as developmental guys later in the draft.
No, those were guys to be potential backups. The only one that was ever not a potential backup was Garoppolo, and now Stidham.
Okay, but they did have other guys that were young quarterbacks.
Guys, and Cody Kessler will probably be re-signed when training camp opens in September, but they don't need him on their roster right now. The guy to develop for this year is Stidham. You see what you got, and it's all about 2021.
But what, Dave, what if he's not the guy? What if he's not the guy and he can get a quarterback in this year's draft?
And then 2021 is either draft or free agency. They're not going to waste one of their precious picks this year on a quarterback when it's a reset, and you're putting other positions in better place for 2021 and beyond. You don't waste one of those picks on a quarterback.
Dave, we completely disagree. Thanks for the call. I mean, I think that the sign today is that, look, we have so little use for Cody Kessler. We'll cut him loose now. And you cut a guy loose this early because you want him to get on the job somewhere. You want to be nice to the player. You like the player enough where you want him to get a job somewhere else, but you don't like him enough to keep the player. And I think this was a sign that they have no use for Cody Kessler, that Brian Hoyer can be the veteran quarterback in that room. Stidham's the second-year guy. They want to be the starter. But they are absolutely, Dave, in my mind, going to draft a quarterback. And it'd be the right move, by the way. It would be the right move. And they've done this before. And if it ends up that Stidham's the guy and they can trade the other one and get better return for him, then that's what they'll do. As for the other point of that, just I've ranted this before, but because it gives me an opportunity to do it again, I guess I will. I don't think this should be a year that guys like Dave in the car and many of you fans out there, and even some media in town I've heard to start say this, that we're going to give the Patriots this rebuild year. That the record doesn't matter really, and if Stidham develops and you're 6-10 or 5-11 or 8-8 and you miss the playoffs, that that's okay. I am here to again announce, I did it in March, I'll do it here in April. The Mutt at Night show will not be treating the Patriots season like that. We will treat the Patriot games like you've come to expect them to be treated. We'll nitpick every decision by Belichick, every throw by Stidham, every route by N'Keal Harry, all of it. When Bill Belichick is your coach, you don't get a chance to retool and reset. You are supposed to be competitive every year. That does not mean you win a Super Bowl. Okay, I'm not sitting here today on April 1st and saying they should win a Super Bowl in 2020. That'd be a bad April Fool's joke and really a bad opinion overall. That's not my take. The take is that when you're Belichick, you don't get the right to throw away a year when you have, what, 3, 4, 5 years left in your coaching career. You have the right to retool while you're also trying to win, but you don't get the chance to just say, you know what? Let the kid develop. You know what? Whatever happens this season happens. Bull crap. Since when is that the Patriot way? Since when is that what this organization does? Since when is that your expectation of this team? Is that what you guys want as fans? What Dave wants? The record is secondary just to Stidham's development. They're both very important. And if Belichick does a bad job coaching this team or did a bad job building this team, and we see it on a weekly basis, we're talking about it on the show. There's no way I'm going through this year saying, you know, they lost 27-17, but boy, Stidham was, he's 20 of 27, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, quarterback rating 94, good job. No way. That's not where this show is setting the bar, man. There'll be plenty of shows in town that do that, and they want to just look at Stidham and, it's a retool year, we're going to give Belichick a chance. Absolutely not. Because Belichick is the reason why Tom Brady's not here. Reminder, Bill Belichick decided he wasn't paying Tom Brady. He wasn't rebuilding the offense for Tom Brady. He was not kneeling down, kissing the ring of Tom Brady. That's his call. So you know what? You're judged on that decision if you're Bill Belichick. At least on this show you are. And boy, I hope the fans are not like Dave. Because that'll be a boring-ass football season if you folks only care about how Stid the kid looks. And don't want to see another quarterback drafted. Like what? So if Stidham's not the guy, then you're drafting a guy the next year? That guy's not winning in year one. So now your retool year became a 2-year rebuild. Is that guy you drafted going to be good in year three? Who the hell knows? So where the hell are you? The number one job is, yes, find a quarterback. But you apparently have committed to Jarrett Stidham as your guy. So let him flourish and be the guy. And I say that with the expectation that he might not start week one. Given the way the season is setting up for no OTAs and limited training camp, and we played you a lot of Dr. Tom Meyer last night. Meyer was on a podcast. He's the NFLPA's doctor. He was on a podcast with Schefter, and he thinks there'll be a season, but he doesn't think there's going to be a real normal offseason. Well, if that's the case, maybe for a month you start Brian Hoyer. And then you get into what the guys talked about on the off-day podcast, Hart and Hannibal. Well, do you start looking at tanking potentially? I don't think it's going to happen, not with Bill Belichick. But just as an overall theme, this show, the Mutt at Night program, is not looking at 2020 as being a punt year for Bill Belichick and the Pats. And I will treat it as such. Every game means something. They're all competitive. Unless, of course, they really just stink. And they get to the trading deadline, and I'll be telling you they should trade all their pieces they can and get draft picks and any sort of young talent and young capital they can get back in return. But until we see that, expectation is Stidham progresses, this team wins 9-10 games and fights for a playoff spot. That's my expectation. What's yours? 617-779-7937 on Twitter at Mutt, MUT, WEEI. Paul is in Connecticut on the Patriots next year. Hi, Paul.
Hey, look, I don't know much about Stidham, but Bill Belichick I know a lot about. He's going to try and win. And the guy's good enough to win with Stidham. And I think Bill Belichick can get the Patriots to the playoffs with Jason Stidham.
It's Jarrett Stidham, but I get your point, Paul. Thanks for the call. I don't know. Okay, that's part of the fascinating discussion about the 2020 Patriots. I don't know if Bill's good enough. I've seen Bill with one other quarterback here in New England, not named Tom Brady. It was Matt Cassel. He went 11-5. That feels like it was 30 years ago at this point. And I know we laud that 11-5 as being a big benefit to Belichick, because look, he did it with Cassel. The team the year before was 18-0 going to the Super Bowl and was absolutely loaded and dropped off to 11-5 the next year. So I don't know, and maybe you're right, but I want to see that. I want to comment on it. And if Bill can get a Jarrett Stidham-led team to the postseason, a second-year quarterback who's a fourth-round pick, then we'll give Bill a lot of credit for doing so. And we'll say that Bill did the right thing, and Stidham's the guy, and they moved on from Brady and want to pay him, and it all worked out. If it doesn't, we'll be critical of him. Because it could have gone another way, folks. Okay, they spent their money this offseason on defense. They spent it on Devin McCourty. They spent it on Jason McCourty. They spent it on special teams players. Spent it on Bo Allen. They loaded up defensively, and they brought back Joe Tooney on the franchise tag number of $13.5 million, which seems very unlikely they'll pay him that much money next year. But I digress. You could have gone out and signed a wide receiver and tried to get Emmanuel Sanders. You could have spent some of that money on Eric Ebron, who signed for nothing in Pittsburgh. You could have gone out and attacked one of the other two or three tight ends that was there. There were higher-end guys, but there were guys available. They didn't want those players. Bill built this team around his defense again in 2020. If it works out, he'll get a lot of credit. If it doesn't, you'll say, well, what the hell are we doing? Why didn't you try to make a better effort to put more offensive talent in place so that Tom Brady would want to come back here and play? Because that was one of the reasons why Brady's not here. He looked around and said, they're spending the money on defense. They brought back the McCourty brothers, and I have Matt LaCoste and nobody else at tight end. Matt LaCoste and Ryan Izzo as my tight ends. Why the hell would I want to play here? So I guess we'll see with Bill and Stidham, but that's part of the fun of the season, is to be able to be critical if it doesn't work out. Because this is the call that he made. He made this call. This is Bill's decision to move on from Brady. Joe's in the city of Lowell at 617-779-7937. He's up on Mutt at Night here on WEEI. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Mutt?
What's up, man?
So I just got to the guy Dave, who was talking about it not being, you know, a season, and you definitely got to see what we have with Stidham. I agree with him to a point, and I kind of disagree with the way I look at it is, like, Patriot fans, and I'm a diehard Pats fan, but we need to kind of scale back and realize, like, you know, if we don't make the playoffs with Stidham, it's not completely a punted season. It's not a wasted season. Like, I don't think Belichick's ever going to want to ride in the tank just for next year or rebuild for next year. I think he's always going to try to have the most competitive team he can. But, I mean, we're a very cap-strapped team. I'm sure.
Right now, if the draft was tomorrow, they don't have the funds. They cannot pay their draft picks right now, Joe.
Exactly. So we need, like, it's going to be a work in progress. It's probably going to be a rocky road type of season. It's not. It's going to be some bumps and bruises along the way, for sure. It's probably not going to be pretty. I don't really anticipate them going to the playoffs. I don't really. I would love it. I think they could be competitive, and I do believe Stidham has the ability to be a good quarterback. I'm not going to say he's a franchise quarterback, but what was your third, fourth round pick? That's decent draft capital. I mean, the year.
But Joe, hold on a second. You're explaining sort of where Stidham, but you don't. So that, what's your expectation though? Okay, what as you go into the year right now? Let's say they free up some money and they sign their draft and they go and they get ready for the season like every other team. What is your expectation of what they should be in 2020?
Well, I definitely don't think they're going to be a high the Patriots we've seen in the past, like a high powered offense, like scoring touchdowns. It's going to be ugly football. I mean, to me, it's not ugly to me. That's traditional football. I mean, if we have to win those 20-17 games, so be it. I want to get the dub at the end of the day. That's what I really care about. Obviously, we want to see, you know, the flashiness. I mean, there aren't a lot of Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watsons of the world. Deshaun Watson maybe could be a Patriots quarterback.
Maybe. A lot of people think he's going to be. So my producer Nick LaPan thinks that, Joe. But, I mean, and Joe, thanks for the call. But at the core of it, yeah, maybe it is winning ugly. That's fine. Maybe that's the year. Maybe Bill treats this year like Tom Brady's first year as a starter when he took over Bledsoe, where he expects Sidden to be a game manager and thinks, you know what, there'll be low-scoring games. We got a stable of running backs. We got Sonny Michel. We got the kid we drafted from Alabama. We still have James White. We have Rex Burkhead. We're going to run the ball, and we're going to manage Jared Stidham in the season. Okay, fine. If that's your goal going in, if that's your plan, then a Bill Belichick plan like that should be successful enough to be competitive for the postseason. So that's my general expectation. They're an interesting team. That the caller talked about the style of winning. I'm not even there yet, but I just want to talk about a team that's in the mix, that they are competitive, that they are trying to get things in direction where they're a playoff team in 2020. That's my basic expectation. And so I go into every game, not that they'll be favored every game, but they should be competitive every game because they have spent a lot of money on defense. And Bill Belichick's the quarterback. And oh, by the way, he picked out Stidham as apparently his next guy. So when he screws up in a game, or Stidham screws up, or the defense is not very good, or we will talk about those things on this show. That's the overall point. We started this half hour, the caller saying, yeah, it doesn't matter if they win or lose. It just matters about Stidham's development. And I'm just uncomfortable doing that. I can't do a show like that. I can't host a show like that. I'm not going down that road. 617-779-7937. That's our phone. You can jump in on Twitter anytime you want here at Mutt, MUTWEEI. If you can't call in, you send me a tweet. What's the expectation? Just for Stidham to go out there and develop, and who cares what the record is? We've lowered the bar that far post-Brady. I just hope our quarterback has a development. I don't care what the record is. This is a retool year. In New England, it's not Cincinnati. It's not Cleveland. You're the GD New England Patriots. The expectation should be, yeah, might not win a Super Bowl. We're not going to fall flat on our freaking faces and be a laughingstock. 617-779-7937, the phone number, your calls on that, and the NFL playoff expansion coming up after a very quick trending.
This is Mutt at Night on WEEI.
Do you like the idea of adding another playoff game, another playoff team in each conference?
I like the idea of that because you think about the time of the year, and it's, what was the first question I asked? Is it another game on top of that? But no, with the bye week, you'll see teams incentivized, especially to get that number one seed.
Yep.
Instead of having the opportunity to sit players down and try to figure out, you know, who can we rest up until this point.
Marcus Spears weighing in on the expanded postseason playoffs for the NFL. I am all for it. I am all for it in the National Football League. It's Mutt at Night. Your phone calls up until 10 o'clock on this hump day Wednesday. It's Wednesday, April 1st. Got to keep reminding you of the date and the actual day of the week because they are all blending together. We'll get to some baseball next hour with Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, Chris Sale in the state. Baseball, coronavirus, big topics just after 9 here on Mutt at Night. Meanwhile, the NFL is still front and center, and I don't even see a downside. It's a lot. It's actually similar in a way to the pushback we're seeing by people like Adam Schefter on the NFL draft, where Schefter says, "As carnage in the streets, how can you hold the NFL draft?" Well, the postseason expansion, what's the downside here? Who's upset about more football? Who's upset about more playoff football? That makes absolutely no sense that you would want less playoff action if you're an NFL fan. And so the way that it's set up is you get an extra team in the AFC extra team in the NFC in that first NFL playoff weekend, the first weekend of January, second weekend of January, and we're building on for now the idea that, yes, there'll be football as scheduled here at some point in 2020. So you get to that first playoff weekend, and you get a playoff tripleheader, doubleheader. You get three games on Saturday. You get three more on Sunday. Sign me up, including a game on Nickelodeon where they want to get the younger fans involved. But you look back the last 10, 15, 20 years, the teams that get in are all pretty good teams. The stats bear out these were not like crap bag teams that were getting into the postseason. These were good teams that were finding their way or would have been in and just sort of missed. And it's an extra game each day. That's all we want as sports fans, especially after what we've gone through right now in the months of March, April, and May, where sports essentially gone. It means we get more sports fans. And the extra playoff team ties into, in my mind, another reason why the expectation for the Patriots should not be just be a nice little team that where Jared Stidham progresses. With an extra playoff team in the AFC, you definitely should be a playoff team in 2020. You don't have to win the AFC East. There are now multiple wild cards for you to get. Sure, the top team in each conference gets the bye, and that puts even more emphasis on trying to get that number one seed. But then after that, you get a couple extra wild card teams involved here. So the Patriots have statistically a much better chance than they would have had a year ago to find themselves into the postseason. So when I look at this, I mean, there is virtually no downside to adding a team to the playoffs. It doesn't water it down for me. Maybe for some of you, you don't want to see a 9-7 team, or maybe in some rare cases, an 8-8 team get in. Well, then they get what they deserve. They get beaten up big time against a 2 seed in that first round. Because as 7 teams get in, AFC, NFC, you have the 1 seed getting the bye, you get 2-7, you get 3-6, you get 4-5. So if you just barely get in, you got that 2 seed, and you're stuck with that team in that first round. So you should get stomped, and then you go home. That's football. The same people that are bitching about this now are the people like Bob Costas when baseball added the wild card. It's going to ruin baseball, the tradition of the sport. You're watering it down with 2 extra playoff games. And 6 games for us to gamble on that first weekend? And 2 different DraftKings 3-game slates? These are good things.
You get impromptu playoff games, too, towards the end of the year.
Of course you do. Excellent job. Excellent job. You get opportunities for teams to, they're not only, you say impromptu playoff games. At the bottom of the bracket, Nick, you're right. How about the top? How about a team that's you're trying to get that number one seed, which means you don't play in week one? And that bye becomes so much more important now. Only 2 teams are going to get to sit out that first week. And I bet you'll see that a very high percentage of those teams the first 5 years end up going to the Super Bowl. Because it's such an advantage now as the one team in each conference to sit out that first week. And you get, like you said, the jockeying for position at the bottom of the playoffs. Winning that division, trying to get that higher seed now to be able to play maybe that bad 8-8 team, that bad 9-7 team that gets in there at the bottom of the conference. Like, you sign me up. They're doing the right thing, and we've seen it in all these sports. And really, the expansion happened in baseball only, but the baseball playoff expansion was a really good thing. And it got more teams involved, and it led to some games. It led to teams winning World Series that never would have gotten in. We had wild card teams that have won the World Series. How about that 7 seed that wins wild card weekend, they go on the road divisional weekend, and they go on the road in a championship game in their conference and win and go to Super Bowl? Think of that story. You got to win 3 games on the road now to get there as the 7 seed in your conference. So I am all for that, and I was curious if there was any sort of pushback. There's very little pushback and very little agreement with Adam Schefter saying the NFL should cancel the draft. And my guess is many of you are like me. The more playoff games, the better. 617-779-7937, the phone number. You can jump in on Twitter as well at Mutt, M-U-T, W-E-E-I. I've already Scott Weymouth waiting patiently. He's next up on Mutt at Night. Hi, Scott.
What's up? What's up? How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you, pal?
I'm well. All right, I'm going to give you a different spin, all right? This is going to either 50% of our audience is going to agree and 50% are going to want to crucify me, but here's my take.
Go.
What about just canceling everything and keeping everything on point? Meaning, did you just dump me? Hello?
No one's going anywhere, Scott. We got you. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, no. That was my buddy. I told my buddy to tune in. Okay, my bad. So why not just cancel everything? Keep everything on schedule. Now, are people going to lose money? You know what? I'm not really losing any tears for XYZ hockey player making $100,000 a week, or the owner, Delaware North, Jacobs, that cheap mother effer. I'm not crying over him. Kraft, I'm not losing sleep. Why not just keep everything on pace? And you know what? With the it comes with the territory.
Hold
you want to be
on,
a superstar
Scott. Keep everything on pace or cancel everything. That's two different things.
Keep everything on schedule. Excuse me. So yeah, whatever has to be canceled. Football is still going to start in September, October. Hockey is going to start the playoffs next week. Oh, we didn't make it. Canceled. NCAA, you're gone. Basketball, you're gone. And then come around, let everything clean itself out, and let the chips fall where they may.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Like, there are some times where I know what Scott's talking about. In this case, I have no idea.
I have no clue.
And also getting a terrible feedback. Like, I don't know if he's on delay or a speaker or some sort of bad Bluetooth, but I couldn't get a hold. I think he was trying to say, just as the things, as it gets to a point where you have to cancel them. And if that's his overall point, Scott, and I apologize for not being able to read Scott from Weymouth tonight, I would agree. I would not be canceling things months in advance right now. I know Wimbledon is an international event, but, I mean, it's June 29th or 30th is the first match. Like, it's April 1st today to cancel that. That's really early. Now, international travel, and a caller earlier made this point, and I hadn't thought about it. Like, it's different logistics than, say, the NFL draft in a couple weeks. With the draft, literally no one's got to travel. You can do it on teleconference. You can make it safe for everybody. A little bit different for Wimbledon. So I understand that to some extent. But the NFL is doing the right thing. In fact, they're getting criticized for it on a couple of different fronts. And I'm not sure I get it. So we played for you Adam Schefter before, who said, you know, there's carnage in the streets. How can you have the NFL draft? Well, Burt Breer jumped in on the NFL today, too. It's supposed to a couple hours ago. On the SI website, he writes, I understand the reasoning. The NFL is a business, one that generates 11-figure revenue numbers annually. It didn't get there without prioritizing the bottom line, nor did its owners accumulate the wealth to buy teams by failing to find opportunity to profit around every corner. So free agency went on as planned. So the draft will too. So on Tuesday, NFL EVP and General Counsel Jeff Pasch painted perhaps the most optimistic picture, excuse me, of COVID-19 pandemic that any of us have seen anywhere in weeks. Quote from Pasch, we're pretty confident we'll be able to start on schedule. And that was only doubling down on what he asserted earlier in the conference call. Full quote, on the season itself, our planning, our expectation is fully directed at playing a full season, he said, starting on schedule and having a full regular season and a full set of playoffs just as we did in 2019. We take our guidance from the medical people from the NFL, the NFLPA, and outside consultants and infectious diseases from the CDC. Again, I understand why Breer wrote. The NFL has partners, sponsors, and advertisers to worry about. Pasch is speaking to them, potentially. We got you. We're going to be America's escape. But someone, anyone, he writes, at some point, should have raised their hand and asked the same question that could have saved the NFL a lot of trouble over the last decade in countless scandals that made pro football look like ruthless circus. Are we doing the right thing? Given the circumstances we're all facing, I personally don't think it's right to threaten coaches or executives. Goodell did that, by the way. Not to speak out about the problems, both human and football-wise, with keeping the draft scheduled for the end of April, as the NFL did last week. I'm also not sure it's the right thing to tell a society that needs to take every precaution possible and needs to be treating this international crisis as something that will get a lot worse if we don't, that everything's going to be just fine in a few months. And maybe the NFL didn't mean for it to come off that way, but it did. Which is a problem, Breer wrote, and one that was completely avoidable if someone in the office had just asked the very simple question of right and wrong. I totally disagree. It's not wrong on March 30th or March 31st to say right now we think the season's going to go on as scheduled. Why put fear into anybody publicly that it's going to be different? Privately, Breer and Schefter, of course they're doing a different song and dance. Of course they're saying maybe you have to play 10 games or 8 games or no games. They probably have a range of outcomes chart, like most companies do. Well, what are the chances we play 10 games? Well, it's like X percent. They're probably modeling it the same way that the CDC and others are modeling coronavirus in our country and the impact in our country. So Pash wants to go on there and take the tone of, woe is me. Everything sucks. March was terrible. This year blows. We're not going to play football. No. Until further notice, all hands on deck. Until further notice, we expect to play the games as scheduled. If we get to July 1 or August 1 and it can't happen, then you know what? Jeff Pash wanted to say anything. People are getting way too caught up in social media on this. This is my new take. Everyone wants to sound the most concerned. Everyone wants to sound the most thoughtful. Everybody wants to sound the most woke about what's going on in our country. No, I'm more concerned. No, I'm more concerned. We're all legitimately concerned and freaked out about this. Everybody. Even those spring breakers, the 28 of them in Texas and Florida who tested positive for COVID-19 after partying all week down there, they now get it. They may not have gotten it a couple weeks ago, but now they get it. I think 95, 96, 98% of the country gets it. And you don't have to sit here and say, we're canceling everything that is months away from now to be one of the concerned ones, one of the woke ones. Bull crap. And the people that are falling over themselves to say, why isn't that canceled yet? What about that? If it's like next week or the week after, I get it. I get it. But this idea that we're supposed to sit here and Burt Breer, it's a bad look for the NFL to say on April 1st they want to conduct business on September 1st. 5 months away, May, June, July, August, five, I can count. April, May, June, July. Oh, 6 months, the entire month. April, May, June, July, August. That's 5 months again. 5 months away. He's not allowed to say that without getting pushback from Burt Breer.
Not three.
Not four.
Not five. Not six.
Well, it is five. This, in this six. Case, LeBron, it is five. Like I should be getting pissed about this. It's not a time to get pissed, but come on. We get it. You're more concerned. Burt Breer is more concerned than we are. He cares more. Schefter cares more. You on social media saying how that the athletes are worth nothing now and it's all about the doctors. You care more. We get it. But, I mean, that's what it's a clout grab. I'm here to say I want my football. And I want Jeff Pash to fight for it and Goodell to fight for it until the last possible second. Same with the NBA. Same with the NHL. Same with Major League Baseball. Same with golf. Same with horse racing. Until you have to do it, don't cancel it. Albert's in Rhode Island. Let's sneak in Albert for the break. Hi, Albert. I'm putting Albert back on. He was not ready. We'll come back to him. 617-779-7937, the phone number, and on Twitter at Mutt, MUTWEEI. We're all fighting each other. Who can be more concerned than you, the other person, about COVID-19? We'll get to that. We'll get to our event starting tomorrow night on this station and your phone calls next, Mutt at Night.
We're right back to Mutt at Night on WEEI.
Talk to Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. A bunch of Red Sox issues to get to, including, well, I'll explain in a second. They're screwed. They are absolutely screwed. If they don't play baseball in 2020, it's Mutt at Night. We'll try Albert in Rhode Island again. We tried him before, but he's not ready. Hi, Albert.
Sorry about that. Ready now, Mutt. How's it going?
What's up, man? How are you holding up?
I'm okay, buddy. I can't complain. I think this situation sucks for everybody. I hate to call a radio station and agree with the hosts. That's never been my ploy, but I got to give you props. You're so spot on with your analysis of the way, in particular, I think it was a Breer and Schefter, the way people are handling the potential for the NFL to want to maybe conduct business as usual. The way pathetic, bottom-feeding, maggot losers are It's preposterous. I thought the way the radicals were apologizing to Soleimani when we took out a terrorist, I thought that was a new low in society. Like, okay, this is the bottom of society. We can't get any lower. We are going against each other within our own country when we have taken out a terrorist. This is a new low. So now what we're going to try to do is who can grab more and who can act like they care more about everyone in America that is, again, potentially going to suffer from this disease.
And there by the way, there are a lot of people, but it's almost like if you want the NFL to happen, if you want to credit them for staying the course, then all of a sudden you're rooting for coronavirus, which is it's the dumbest thing I've seen. And it's happened. And I don't know how much you pay attention to social media, but it is rampant right now that I care more about these people and doctors than you do. It's rampant.
It's 20 seconds. Listen, guys, anyone that's listening to this show, if you have that perspective, you're a pathetic loser because you've spent the majority of your life not focusing on individual tasks that are important. If you can learn something from this, worry about yourself, worry about what's important. The safety of the people of American citizens, that's what's important, preserving lives. Not lashing out and trying to click a hero on social media because you're acting like you care more. If we could just get rid of these type of people, the world would be such a better place. But you are so spot on, and you absolutely killed it tonight. I got to give you props for that,
Albert. I was not expecting this call tonight. Let it be known, not 9:01 in 4 seconds. Albert in Rhode Island calling in to agree 100% with the host on this show. And that's probably bad for me. It might mean I'm in the wrong spot on this, Nick.
While going scorched earth.
Might want to pivot. It was a good rant against people. But I put Breer and Schefter kind of in this category. And I'm not there with this. And if you want sports to come back, okay, if you are passionate about this, if you are constantly checking to see, well, what's the timetable now? Okay, has it gotten any better, gotten any worse? And your first concern is obviously the health of you and your family. And your second concern is the health of your American citizens. If number three is after that, you know, not, you know, when is sports coming back? That's fine with me. That's fine. And if the NFL wants to tell people on a conference call 5 months prior to their opening weekend or 5 months in a week outside of their opening weekend, that as of right now, they're not panicking and they're not going to change anything and they'll address it as it approaches them. Then in this case, I can't believe, like, it's so Albert couldn't believe he agrees with me. I can't believe I agree with Roger Goodell and the NFL because they are doing the right thing. And by the way, this is not to say that any of the sports teams aren't doing the right thing right now. You know, I have some questions individually about certain things. Like, I'm not trying to nitpick at the PGA Tour, but theoretically, why can't these guys be golfing right now? Why can't there be golf if there's social distancing and there's no fans there? You know, and there's sanitation in place and you're not going to get near your playing partner and you play in twosomes. And, you know, why can't you do that? Why is it okay for Mickelson and Woods and Brady and Manning to do it, but the PGA Tour can't? Is it just they're worried about the PR look? That could be part of it, and I'm not going to knock them for that. But just technically, why can't they, you know, be conducting events? I'm not sure. But I'm not mad at these sports for trying to take their time, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, all of them. Like trying the NFL trying to wait to figure out, okay, when's our drop dead date? I'm sure they all have those as well. The drop dead date for these sports coming back is not April 1st. And if you say you want the sports to come back and you're excited about them and you admit that out loud, just to defend you, that does not mean that you don't care about people dying. When Schefter says carnage in the streets, what he's kind of saying is you care more about football than you do about human life, which is friggin' ridiculous. Nobody is saying that. But, you know, Mickey Loomis and Bill Belichick and Jerry Jones aren't going to be on the front lines that night, April 23rd, you know, helping people with COVID-19. They're not keeping people away from helping on the front lines. They're not keeping people away. They're not using masks at these draft events that could go to people that are suffering right now. You want to tell me there's an event that would bring a bunch of people together and would spread the COVID-19 in a peak time for it? Then yes, I'm with you. Shut that crap down. But not this event. So just be wary of that. I noticed it more and more last couple days. People want to care more about the coronavirus than you do. Like, if you don't want everything canceled and you're upset about certain things and you're worried about money or worried about your job, worried about the economy, that somehow you're a bad person. That ain't true. Folks, it's not true. You can be concerned with the death of Americans and also acknowledge, boy, what's going on with our economy again? When is sports coming back? You can do both. You don't have to pick one or the other. It's not an either or. Trust me, it's not. And do not feel bad. Do not feel guilty for doing that. Sorry, just don't. Meanwhile, as it relates to Major League Baseball, I had thought this might be a really good break for the Red Sox. They don't play baseball this year. The year gets scrapped. You reset the CBT number. You come back better for 2021. Oh, no, 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 no. Boy, was I wrong. If they play a shortened season, the Red Sox benefit greatly. If they miss the 2020 baseball season in Major League Baseball, the Red Sox are freaking screwed. We'll explain it coming up next with Rob Bradford, WEEI.com's very own. It's Hour 4, Mutt at Night, coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.